I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Burma's new anti-conversion laws are just 6 days old, and already they're kicking up a ton of controversy. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom says the laws aren't fair or humane. Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romain says
it does increase the amount of discrimination and the government's ability to discriminate legally against them.
The law has the potential to cause trouble for groups like Vision Beyond Borders, but right now
it doesn't affect our work that much. It does affect the people more. It makes it more difficult. It increases the persecution that they already face. But in reality, any Christians or minority groups in these countries are going to face a lot of persecution anyway.
VBB comes alongside the local church with tools to help them effectively share the gospel in Burma. For now, they'll keep moving forward. Would you keep praying for them? And thankfully, it's not illegal in the U.S. to share the gospel with your kids. Resources like the ones from Keys for Kids Ministries makes that easy.
That's what Keys for Kids Ministries is all about, pointing kids to the gospel. And every single day, that's what you get through our devotionals. And even if you listen to our drama series.
Greg Yoder, Keys for Kids' new executive director, has some big plans for continuing Keys' mission to reach the next generation for Christ. He outlines some of them at missionnews.org. They'll need your help to get it done, though.
We're just one generation away from losing our Christian heritage. And so we want to make sure that Keys for Kids isn't only here, but it's actually effective. And the only way to be effective is to invest in what we're doing so that we can get the technology that we need to be in front of kids.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. What news that'll help you pray for the world more effectively? Well, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.